Hello everyone, and welcome back to another episode of The Mixed Genre. I'm your host, Fernando Lopez. Man, ladies and gentlemen, I am back. Well, first and foremost, I want to say thank you all for still tuning in. Can't believe there's actually a big group of you that is still interested in my podcast. I know I've been gone for a while, and I decided to do certain changes to the podcast, like I mentioned on my Instagram, which, by the way, if you don't follow me, that's The Mixed Genre Official on Instagram. I said that I was going to be doing this segment called Debate Time, or Debate Time, either way how you say it, I don't really care. But it's actually inspired by a podcast that I listen to called Debate and Destroy, where they take two albums and make them go head-to-head. The way how they do it is they take tracks from both albums, so the first track from one album and the first track from the second album, and decide which one is better. Depending on which album has the better tracks, that album wins. So I'm going to do something similar to that. But for right now, I'm going to be talking about another segment that I'm going to be doing called On the Radar, which is going to be basically songs that I've heard throughout the weeks that I feel like should get a mention, should get a shout out. And we got a couple songs on our hands here that I would like to go over. So without further ado, let's start off with one of my favorite bands, the Aquabats, which are a ska punk band that, if you ever get a chance to see live, do so. They put on a good show, and they've released a song called Pajamas On, which is a very good play on words with pajamas, Amazon, pajamas on. It's really clever. And it's basically a song about, well, what's going on right now with the whole, you know, coronavirus, COVID-19, as some of you may know. It's something that none of us were expecting, but hey, it's here and we have to deal with it. And what better way was music. And just so you guys know, if you hear this little noise in the background, it's the smoke alarm thing, so just so you guys will know what that noise is. Okay, well, let's play a little bit of the song and let's see what it sounds like. Okay, I'm not going to put the whole song, because otherwise this can be copyright. I'm just going to put 1 minute for each song. Alright, so the Aquabats, which is something that I forgot to mention, they're also a comedic band. So you will get a whole bunch of, you know, funny lines here and there in every Aquabat song. But it's very enjoyable. I love this one. It's actually one of my favorite songs so far that I've listened throughout the weeks. And just a subject matter about it. There's a virus going on. What else are you going to do? You know, most of us have Amazon, so we're watching a whole bunch of Amazon stuff in our pajamas. So, very good song. Very energetic. I love it. And that's basically all I have to say about this one. So check it out. And please do check out a whole bunch of other stuff from the Aquabats. They have a very good discography. Alright, moving on, we have another favorite band of mine, Gorillaz, which when I heard this song, I didn't know who was featured in it. I just quickly just jumped right into the video. Since I'm subscribed to them on YouTube, I've got a notification saying that they released a new song. I quickly just clicked on it without even realizing who was featured in the song. And as I'm hearing it, I was asking myself, why does this sound... I mean, I was telling myself, why does this sound like New Wave? A bit like New Order and Joy Division. So when I finished the whole song, I went and saw who was featured in it. And of course, it was none other than Peter Hook. Peter Hook is basically the reason why this whole song sounded familiar. He's the bassist for Joy Division and New Order. And it's really cool because Gorillaz have this thing of mixing a whole bunch of genres together. And they do it so good. Putting Peter Hook and Georgia, who I have no idea who she is, but after hearing this song, I did a bit more research of her stuff, and she has like this new wave-ish sound to her songs. So it seems like none of them had any issues of putting their own, you know, ingredients to the table. Georgia was her... I'm not too sure what she did in the song. I think she did something with the production. Excuse me. It sounds really good. So let's take a listen to Arius by Gorillaz. Ares. As you guys could tell, I cannot read stuff at all. Yeah, so it's a very nice, easy, chill, relaxing song. And as I mentioned earlier, the correction of the title of the song, one of my listeners actually told me that I was mispronouncing Clairo's name, and because I kept saying Clairio. Yeah, I'm not good with names, so bear with me. You're going to hear a whole bunch of words I'm going to be butchering throughout this whole podcast episodes. But going back to the song, I'm really loving this song. So far, it's one of my favorite songs that the Gorillaz have dropped off throughout the weeks for their new album they're doing for the Song Machine. I'm not sure if that's going to be the title of the album, but it's like a little thing you're doing, creating a whole bunch of artists from different backgrounds and seeing how, you know, the chemistry will work with Gorillaz. So far, they've done it with Slow Tie, Slaves, in the same song. And the last song they released was... Let's see. It's a good song. I like it too. Oh, I cannot go to it right now. But they released another song. I forgot what it was called. I think the song was like Désolé. I believe that's how you pronounce it. But that's also a very good song. Nice, slow, chill. You could put it like while you're, you know, falling asleep, you know, to relax you. So yeah, check out Gorillaz. They have also really, really fantastic catalog, discography. Okay, this next one is also related to the coronavirus, the whole situation that we're dealing with. You know, it was isolating ourselves, not being able to see our friends or families. And it's called Reunion by The Grinz. There are nights that I wake, I think about the time. Yeah, I'm gonna leave it there. I really want to play this whole song because it's a very emotional, heartfelt song that the Grins dropped for, you know, their fans. And I almost shed a tear when I heard the song. Like, the Grins are one of my favorite bands right now. They're not well known, so if you guys want to listen to more of their stuff, please do so. Listen to their first album or the stuff that they have on YouTube, because they have a very, very good catalog, discography as well. I've seen them 2 times. The second time, it wasn't so good, but I still enjoyed it. Not that they sucked. The thing is that I was waiting for them to perform, but I had no idea that one of the opening acts was a band called Kicked Off the Streets, which is a very hardcore, aggressive punk band. And I listened to that stuff, but I was, you know, too eager to hold myself back because I love moshing. So I decided to go to the mosh pits and I sprained my ankle and I had to see the rest of the show all the way in the back of the room that we were seeing them play at Ramones in Riverside. So I still enjoyed watching them, but I didn't actually enjoy 100% since my leg was bothering me. I couldn't be in front of the whole stage. But they still put on a good show. So if you get a chance to see the Grins, see them. They're fantastic. Just as this song, Reunion, man, I can't wait for the rest of the stuff. I mean, just going back, I'm going to go back and just listen to the lyrics. Just listen to what they have to say. I miss my friends. If you don't feel those lyrics right now, then clearly you just don't want to be near anyone. You're okay being isolated. And whatever, everyone has their own preferences, but I miss you guys. Like, my family and friends that I haven't seen in a while, like, I regret the moments that I haven't spent with you guys, because it's just showing me that we have a lot to catch up on. Okay, let's continue. And by the way, I'm going to be giving stars, check marks, or X's on these songs depending on how I feel on them. With an X being obviously I just don't like it whatsoever. A check mark being it's okay. I mean, I won't go seek the song again constantly, but I'll still give it a listen here and there. And a star being like my top songs. I'm going to be listening to these songs constantly. So the first star I'm going to give to will be for Pajamas On by the Aquabats. Second star will go to Aries by Gorillaz. And third star is going to go to the Grins for Reunion. So far, every song is getting a star. Now we're moving on to Omar Opalo. Was his song Imagine You. Yep, so nice, slick, smooth, groovy R&B, as usual, by Omar Opalo. I very like the simple bass line, but it just drives the song. It really gives the song a big, you know, smooth groove to it, which is stuff that I really love by Omar. He he never seems to disappoint. So I'm gonna give that one also another star. Okay, moving on. Man, it seems like this virus is really hitting a whole bunch of different artists, because this song in particular is specifically about that. Level of Concern by 21 Pilots. Yeah, so another song about, you know, this whole situation we're dealing with, being concerned about what's going on, how we're gonna deal with it, is it gonna last forever, you know? But 21 Pilots seems to, you know, add a little fun sound to the whole situation, not to make it so depressing, you know, just as the news is portraying it. You know, it's sad what's going on, but you know, 21 Pilots giving us this song, it seems like, you know, there's still hope to the future. And I really love, you know, this like disco funk influence that they decide to go with, which is not really that common with what they do. But as, you know, two guys that love experimenting with sounds and music, they seem to really, you know, nail it on this one. They did a fantastic job. I love it a lot. So another star for this song, Level of Concern by 21 Pilots. Alright, next we got Wanna Go Dancing by Fisher. Fisher is an EDM artist, a DJ, who has some really good songs, like really good dancing songs. So, and this one is another star. I already listened to this one. It's a banger. It's one of my favorites he's released so far. But let's take a listen.
Move. Get out the way, my feet wanna go dancing.
Yeah, if that song didn't give you on the urge to get up and dance, then I don't know, maybe you just don't have, you know, life in you. Because that song right there, banger. Man, it's one of my favorites right now that Fisher has dropped off, has released. You know, just take a listen to I'm Losing It, or Losing It, that's what the song's called. It has like the same feel to it in some way, but that's his like signature sound. So if you love this song, then you're gonna love some of his other stuff he has. So Fisher, good job, man. You get a star. All right, next, another dancing song, but not by an EDM person, but other than by a Canadian. Mr. Drake has decided to drop this Tootsie Slide song, which at first I had no idea what was going on with this song. I just saw people like on TikTok dancing to it, and apparently, yeah, it's a step-by-step dancing song.
Black leather glove, no sequins. Buckles on the jacket, it's elite shit. Nike crossbody, got a piece in. Gotta dance, but it's really on some street shit. I'ma show you how to get it. It go right foot up, left foot slide. Left foot up, right foot slide. Basically, I'm saying either way, we bout to slide. Hey, can't let this one slide. Hey. Don't you wanna dance with me? No, I could dance like Michael Jackson. I could get you the passion. It's a thriller in a trap. Where we from? Baby, don't you wanna dance with me? No, I could dance like Michael Jackson. I could get you satisfaction. And you know we out here every day with it. I'ma show you how to get it. It go right foot up, left foot slide. Left foot up, right foot slide.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you guys have already heard this song. It's alright. It's not my favorite from Drake. It's just like, I feel like he could have done so much more with his song. But it just seems, I don't know, this song just to get, you know, that paycheck. In my opinion, that's how I feel about this song. But it's not a horrible song by any means. He's done a lot worse. This is alright. He gets a pass. He's just getting a check mark on this one. No star. Sorry. Alright, next one. Let Me Down by, Oliver Tree. Okay, now this one. Oliver Tree, you know, pretty sure all my memesters out there, all my guys that love them memes, you know, they know who Oliver Tree is. So let's check out Let Me Down. Oh, before I put a song again, I didn't know that he was going out with Melanie Martinez. I don't know why, but when I found out, I was like, really? Alright then. If that's what he likes. I mean, they are out there character-wise, so I could see why they seem to have a chemistry together. Alright, this song, I'm having some issues with it. One being that the song is too short. Honestly, I could play this whole song. It's 1 minute and 51 seconds. And another thing is that right here in this part specifically, right here. Those noises, I'm not a big fan of. I wish you would have done something else. Was that maybe you take that off and put some other instrument that will, you know, replicate that sound? But coming from his voice, I'm not a big fan of that. I really wish you would have done more with this song, but this is all we got from Oliver Tree. It's not awful. I do love the guitars, that, you know, those punk riffs with that booming bass by the kick. But other than that, that's basically all. No, nothing much. So he's just getting a check mark for that one. Alright, moving on. We got Forever by Charlie XTX.
Suicide, you and I, drove for miles, you and bells here in my head. I will always love you.
Alright, so Forever by Charlie XCX. I really love this song. So, the build-up to this song, it's good. I do love the build-up, the subject matter, I really enjoy it. And her voice in this song, with the lyrics to the song, very appropriate. Charlie XCX has never been a big artist that I've enjoyed, but this song in particular, like, I do enjoy it a lot. So for that one, I'm gonna give it a star. Okay, moving on, we got Lessons by MXMToon.
Do words lose weight if said too often? If not said enough, are they forgotten? Do I bite my tongue out of overcaution now?
Lessons by MXMToon. I do enjoy the song. After seeing Anthony Fantano's review on this one, I was a little bit disappointed because I do agree with some of the stuff that he mentioned. Her ukulele stuff, I'm actually a fan of. But I'm not sure exactly why he gave that song. I believe it was one of his worst tracks from the week songs. I don't know what you saw in that one, Anthony, honestly. I do enjoy this one. I do enjoy that she experimented because, as you mentioned, and as I mentioned also, this is a bit different from her stuff because she is known to only play the ukulele and sing. She does have some songs where she adds a little bit more elements in the sound, but it's mostly just her and the ukulele. But in this case, she has more stuff going on, and I do enjoy that. I love the chorus. You know, nice. She does her voice a little bit more different to give more character to the song, which I enjoy a lot. So I'm actually going to give the song a star. Alright, next one we got My Friend by Hayley Williams of Paramore fame. If you guys remember Paramore, you know, one of the biggest pop punk bands of the early 2000s. Really influential to this day also. But Hayley decided to, you know, move on, and I'm not sure if she broke up with Paramore, if they're no longer a thing, but you know, she is doing her solo stuff. So let's check out one of her singles, My Friend. My Friend by Hayley Williams. Another song that didn't really do that much for me, honestly. It was quite simple, and it is different from Paramore's, you know, hands down, like straight up, you could tell easily. I would have preferred that she stayed with that sound, because I feel like in this case, this type of, you know, music is not going to be what many fans are going to be going towards. But I mean, it's just me with my opinion. Everyone else has their own opinion. It's not an awful song. It didn't bore me or anything. But I just wanted, you know, more energy to a song. But it's okay with what we got from Haley. She did a good job at least. So check mark. Alright. Next one is Pop Star by Rico Nasty. Oof. Rico Nasty. If you don't know who she is, man, gotta do some research. Pop Star, Rico Nasty. Man, that song could have been more nastier, honestly. But she decided to keep it a little bit more, you could say a little bit mellow. Not super in your face, as Rico Nasty is known to be. But it's still okay. You could picture the song live, you know, with the crowd jumping. So I'm gonna give that one a check mark. Alright. Next we got, ooh, Young Heezy. An artist that I'm pretty sure he's listening to right now. So Young Heezy, first of all, I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly. And second, you know, thank you for seeing some of my stories on Instagram. I could see people, obviously, if you have Instagram, you know how it works. You could see the people that are seeing your stories. So Young Heezy, I checked out two of her songs called I Your Boy or I You Are Boy. I'm pretty sure it's the first way how I said it. Ah, Your Boy. So let's check that one out. If I could find it. And it is right here. Got it.
If you love me, you should tell me to fuck off. When you're annoyed, I won't be paranoid. 'Cause I can hear endearment in your voice, your playful tone. It turns me on, gives you away, reminds me of the days when you were just a girl and I your boy.
So, I Your Boy by Young Heezy. I was honestly just gonna give the song a check mark when I first heard it. When I was hearing it the first time, I was like, it's alright. It's okay. I do like, you know, the acoustic guitar in the background. His voice is lovely. I love his voice. You could sing good, man. I'll give you props for that. But the part actually got me where I was like, okay, this is a star, is that solo that you did. I think it was towards the middle. Let me find out. Right here. lovely, man. Really, really nice touch he did. You know, it was acoustic guitar.
I'm pretty sure it was a Spanish guitar.
You really made the song more better when I heard that solo. It was like the cherry on the ice cream, you know? That's what it needed. So, like I said, originally I was going to give it a check mark, but now I change it to a star. And another star that you're going to receive is You Got Me. Dude, this song, when I first heard it, I liked it instantly. I really like this one better than I Your Boy, because I like songs that are more energetic, more upbeat. That's just the type of person that I am, that enjoys that type of music. And I mean, this song live, I could picture the crowd, you know, jumping, having a good time, you know, bit of a mosh pit going on, you know, nothing wrong with that. So good job, man. I can't wait for your album. Okay, next we got Pink Elephant by Chicano Bandman.
She's the pink elephant in the room. She's a mercenary with perfume. Just like in the movies, she kills for fun. Decapitating heads like the shogun.
Pink Elephant, Chicano Bandman. That song is groovy, man. Like, you know that bass? Man, that bass is nice. Nice rich sound, thick, loud, you know, followed by those guitars. Nice, nice touch. Chicano Bandman never seemed to disappoint either. Another artist that I highly recommend seeing live. Okay, this song right here, Brutus. The title says it all, man. It is brutal. By the High Curves, Brutus.
Yeah.
So that was Brutus by The High Curbs. Very up in your beat, energetic in your face song that is sure to make the crowd go wild when they perform this song live. I can't wait to see them live so I could hear the song, so I could experience it. How, you know, just those drums, the loud guitars, and that scream he did in the beginning. Man, really powerful. Love that. Obviously, I'm going to give that a star. Okay, next we got... Alright, Danzig. Can't pronounce his name, but obviously you guys already know that. One Night is actually a song by Elvis Presley that he decided to cover. He actually has a couple songs he's going to cover by Elvis Presley. And if you don't, guys don't know who Danzig is, he was one of the lead singers for iconic horror punk band The Misfits, or Misfits, some people don't add the word duh in it, but you guys already know who they are. If not, you guys have seen at least the t-shirts with that famous skull. But yeah, his singing in this song was not so good. I'm just gonna say it. It wasn't my favorite, but I'll let you guys be the judge of that.
One night with you. Just call my name, and I'll be right by your side. I want your sweet helping hand. My love's too strong to hide.
That's enough for you. All right. Yeah, I don't know. He just sounds like a somewhat old man trying to sing. I don't want to be disrespectful because I do love the Misfits. They are one of my favorite bands. But Danzig, sorry, but it didn't execute this song really good. Honestly, I'm glad to give this an X. But yeah, that's basically it. I'm going to leave it here. Hopefully, the next couple of songs for next week's are going to be better. More topics to talk over. Yeah, so I'm going to leave it there. Make sure to stay tuned because I am going to be doing, as mentioned in the beginning, debate time. Which I'm going to start off with Mac DeMarco, his second album 2, with his more popular, well-known breakthrough album Salad Days. Which one of those is the better Mac DeMarco song? Stay tuned and find out. Alright, so I'm gonna leave it here. Thank you guys so much for listening to my podcast. Remember, wash your hands, isolate at least 6 feet, and I will see you next time. I'm Fernando Lopez, saying have a fantastic day. I'll tell you no matter.